Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall now upon us and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. Zechariah lifts the squalling mass of life to heaven. The baby kicks and squirms in his old hands. The little mouth stretches wide and bellows a wail, a voice that can soar across empty desert spaces. The aged priest cannot return his son's red-faced cries. His tongue refuses its duty. It cleaves and clicks to wordless nonsense. 9 months ago, his tongue betrayed him before the towering angel. And now his mouth is as barren as Elizabeth's womb before this babe. He can still see the wild locks falling as barbed fire over the archangel's feral eyes, incense spinning above him as the spirit crackled words of holy lightning. Fear not, your prayer is heard. Your wife shall be pregnant with hope. A son comes, a Nazarite, a full-throated Elijah, filled with ghostly fire from the womb. Call him Yohanan. The Lord is gracious. Call him Yohanan, John, because he prepares Israel for the coming gracious Lord. And right there, Zechariah's tongue had played him false. The tongue filled with years of chanted psalms had cleaved and clicked wordless nonsense. Before the grace of God, no blessing, no faith, no thanksgiving. How can I know this? We are old beyond hope. And the archangel's thunderous left hand had struck the old priest's mouth. Your faithless tongue shall cleave and click until the days these things are performed. Now at his son's name day, Zechariah stands speechless, dumb before the grace of God. And sisters and brothers, how often you and I stand speechless, dumb before the grace of God. In the midst of our service to the Almighty, as we fix a broken toilet or type an email or change a diaper, we hear crackling words of holy lightning. Fear not, your prayer is heard. Yohanan, John, the Lord is gracious. Your life shall be pregnant with hope. Your sins are forgiven. The blessed Jesus comes to you. And right there, our tongue has played us false. The tongue filled with years of chanted psalms and prayer book language has cleaved and clicked wordless nonsense. Before the grace of God, no blessing, no faith, no thankfulness. How can I know this? I am too old for hope. We've all had those moments in our lives when God's grace is evident and we can't see it and we can't give thanks. So the archangel's thunderous left hand strikes our mouth. Your faithless tongue shall cleave and click until the day these things shall be performed. So we stand speechless, dumb before the grace of God, unable to bless the Almighty for the gifts in our lives. But as Zechariah holds the squirming little gift on the eighth day, something happens. With his spare hand, he scribbles a note to the gathered neighbors and kinfolk. Yohanan is his name. John is his name. The Lord is gracious is his name. His hand offers the faith that his tongue could not. And in an instant, the Holy Spirit heals the aged priest's tongue. It no longer cleaves and clicks wordless nonsense, empty speech. Suddenly, Zechariah blesses God. The need within for thanksgiving and blessing rolls from his lips. The Almighty has loosed his tongue. Loosed his tongue to proffer thanks, to sing joy, And the priest names God's goodness in his life. Yochanan is his name. The Lord is gracious is his name. John is his name. And prophetic words rush out of his mouth in lines eager to outdo one another. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David. The blessing rolls on. Holy lightning building in angelic fervor. It explodes with a final note of beatitude. The day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Zechariah's tongue offers a final word of blessing and thanksgiving. The wrinkled priest gives thanks for the hope of the world, for Jesus. And sisters and brothers, this morning as we hold our squirming little gift on the eighth day, our lives, something happens. The Holy Spirit heals our tongues. They no longer cleave and click wordless nonsense, empty speech. The triune God himself looses our tongues to bless him. Suddenly, we bless God. The need within for thanksgiving and blessing rolls from our lips. The Almighty has loosed our tongues to proffer thanks, to sing joy. And so we begin to name God's goodness in our lives. Yochanan is his name. The Lord is gracious is his name. John is his name. We open and sing a blessing of God's grace in our lives. I was filled with bitterness over my divorce, and then God showed himself to me. I was caught in the crippling circle of envy, angry that my friends had the lives that I wanted. And then God showed himself to me. I lived in bubbling contempt for those around me. And then God showed himself to me. God heals our traitorous tongues to bless him. And so we name God's goodness in our lives. Yochanan is his name. The Lord is gracious is his name. John is his name. My life is a John. My life is grace. This is what God has done for me. This is what God does for me. He is so good to me. And without even knowing it, we are giving thanks for the day spring on high, the one who grants hope to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, the one who leads us into the way of peace, Jesus himself. A few months ago, Rex and I sat in Charlie Fitz's apartment, and I have Charlie Fitz's permission to talk about this. But in front of us, the Holy Spirit opened Charlie's mouth. Charlie named his whole life Yochanan, the Lord is gracious. John. He told of Stalag 11 during World War II. He spoke of the German soldier who leveled the rifle at his head there in the snow on that day. The German soldier who leveled the gun but didn't pull the trigger. Even when Charlie himself said, if I would have been there, I would have pulled the trigger. God has been so good to me, said Charlie. Without even knowing it, Charlie was giving thanks for the day spring from on high, the one who grants hope to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, the one who leads us in the way of peace, Jesus himself. Sisters and brothers, God's Spirit has opened your mouth. It's time to bless him. It's time to give thanks for what God has done in your life. It's time to find yourself speaking of Jesus. The Lord has graced you and continues to grace you. Your life's name is John. And it's time to open your mouth and bless God for all that he's done for you. not always easy. For often again, we are dumb before the grace of God. I spent many years dumb before the grace of God. In fact, I remember in seminary telling my formation for ministry group when we went around the room and we were supposed to say what God was doing in our lives, that I really struggled to see God at work in the world. And so, what did God do? Rather than making me the professor that I wanted to be, where I could tell you what the Bible meant, God made me into a priest who had to tell people what the Bible means, where God is at work in the world. And he saved my faith. God is Yohanan in my life. The Lord is gracious in my life. And so I bless his name. For he is good news. He is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.